Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Where is he? Where is he?
Back in town. Look out, old Mac is back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Fleegs on the other side. And the Yankee season saved. Whew. Scary there for a second. I thought we'd have to just end the season right there. I think one team ending their season this weekend was enough. As obviously we'll start with the New York Knicks. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to the Yankees salvaging the final game of the World Series rematch, and Ryan Yarbrough and another Cashman gem, you know me. The Mets doing what they needed to do, taking care of business, sweeping the Colorado Rockies, the awakening of Juan Soto. We'll get to it all, but we have to deal with a death before we get to the awakening. As we say goodbye to this New York Knicks season, a season that's been fun over the last 2 months, breaking down all these games, getting hyped up for all these games, but it ends in Indiana, yet again, just like last year, just like the last four times they've played Indiana in the postseason, with an ugly, pitiful, disgusting display of basketball that we saw in game number six as the Pacers take the series 4-2 in game six and absolutely pull away in the fourth quarter in the second half. It was embarrassing. And you know, just to break down the game a little bit before we transition into, I suppose, what's next. And I really don't know, and I wish I had better answers for you, because I don't know what next is. I'll be totally honest with you. But off that performance in game number six, where it was just what it is, what's frustrating when you lose, there's two things about this series that stick in my craw. Why I'm fresh out of the dark room, which I went into. You know, here at the Fan, they asked me to do. I was in the dark room, sitting quietly by myself. I did. I actually went into the dark room upstairs in my bedroom closet, and I was asked to do a reaction video. So I did my best, kept it brief, and then went right back to the dark room because this season ending like this, and wasting an opportunity that the Knicks had, and not being able to stamp that Boston Celtics series, and to have this bitter taste in our mouths at the end of the year. So many of the fans questioning about the coach, and we'll get to that at 888-808-1019. So many fans and questioning the core of this team and whether or not Brunson and Cat work together as a unit, as a duo here with this team moving forward. The taste in your mouth when you lose a series and you do it almost, and I'm not trying to diminish the Indiana Pacers because I thought they played very well in this game. They shot 50% from three. A lot of them were wide open looks, but 50% from three. They came back in game one, and that's where it all starts for me. I'm sorry. That game one is something that's impossible to get over. But when you lose a series and you feel like it is strictly because of self-inflicted wounds and your own fault, and again, I don't want to diminish the Indiana Pacers, but still in my bones, in my heart of hearts, I do believe the Knicks are a more talented team. Now, I can scream that till I'm blue in the face. The proof is in the pudding. They won four games. The Knicks only won two. So whatever I say, it doesn't matter, but it feels like. And as a Knicks fan, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like this is self-inflicted wounds. Obviously, game one, which we've broke down already, it's difficult because as much as I'll tell you that the Indiana Pacers, in my mind, talent-wise, are inferior to the New York Knicks, they're not so inferior, and clearly the Knicks are not good enough to blow game one in that fashion. They are not good enough to be the better team in five games. They couldn't even do it for more than three or two, but they were the better team in game one, and they're up 14 points with 2.5 minutes left. They're not good enough to lose that game and still win the series. And it feels like we've been spinning our wheels trying to convince ourselves of something that was never going to happen after they lost that game. That, Reggie Miller said it right as the game ended, and I know we all have our opinions of Reggie Miller doing the broadcast. Reggie Miller said it right after the game. This game and this series was lost in game number one. It's impossible for me to think otherwise. They might have still lost it. They might have lost the game seven. I don't know. Maybe game three doesn't go the way it does. And coming from behind 20 points if they were tied in that series at that point. I don't know. What I know is they had game one won. And when you lose that game in that fashion, this team clearly proved to us, despite proving to us that they could come back from terrible performances, despite proving to us that they could beat the Boston Celtics, what they also proved is they are not good enough, not consistent enough, to manage to win a series when they blow the game. They need other teams to blow the games if they're going to win a series. They can't do it themselves. And so when you take into account game number one and then you roll it into the hideousness that was the second half of game number six, it just feels like they did it to themselves. 17 turnovers that lead to 34 points. How is that possible? Throwing the ball all over the place. They were so sloppy from the jump. The defensive effort that we saw in game five was nowhere to be found in this game. There's a lot, I mean, the epitome of it, the vision of my head, is Karl Anthony Towns with the drop back off screens not getting out in the three-point line, which is absolutely maddening, but it goes even beyond that. And let's be fair. If we're going to praise the man, and I still will praise him, and I am glad he's a New York Knick, and I can't wait to see him next year. Brunson was terrible in this game. He was shut down by Nembhard. He was completely shut down. I don't care how many points he scored. Honestly. And it was only 19. He was extremely sloppy with the ball. Five turnovers. He looked out of control at times. He never got going in this game. He was atrocious. We all know how bad Karl Anthony Towns was in this game. I mean, Josh Hart looked like a different player this entire series. I don't know what's up with Josh Hart, but the guy, the glue, the guy who steps up and gives you whatever you need. That's how I view. On the Saturday show, I played the song Sledgehammer, and I kind of made a correlation. Because that's what he is. I can be anything you need. Let me be your sledgehammer. Let me be your guy who can hit threes occasionally if you need it. Let me be your guy who can get the huge rebound, which, to be fair to him, and I'm in real no mood to be, at least he did that in game number three.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If I needed, you need a big rebound. You need a big defensive stand. You need to go coast to coast. You need to facilitate the offense. Whatever you need, Josh Hart can be there in spurts to help you through that. He was nothing in this series. He was nothing but harmful. Nothing but harmful. He was extremely sloppy with the ball. His defense and getting beat on the back, getting beat on the back cut to the basket was just never ending. OG Anunoby did not play well in this series. Mikal Bridges was pretty much awful the entire series. I mean, it was just a terrible defensive display. They had Halliburton like locked up a little bit in the first half, couldn't figure that out in the second half. They didn't play the pressure like we wanted them to do. The defensive effort was nowhere near what it was. The turnovers were just terrible. The missed free throws. Karl Anthony Towns down the stretch of this game goes 1-for-4. How do you miss 3 free throws in this? It's an elimination game. I don't care how bad his knee is. You can hit free throws. Just the effort. They got beat down the floor. How many times off makes? I've never seen it so much in my life that we've seen in this series. I have never. I've been watching basketball for 30 years. I have never in my life seen as many fast break points off of made baskets ever. That is just sheer lunacy and lack of effort and lack of understanding. When you're standing at the three-point line, and God knows it's 2025 in the NBA, someone is standing at the three-point line. When a basket is made, get your ass down the court because that's what the Pacers are going to be doing. How is it possible? Off makes. Getting beat down the floor. And then if it ever happened the other way, have you ever seen a team in your life, ever seen a team in your life that with numbers in a fast break have no idea what to do? They're either shooting for the three-point line and stepping out of bounds or going to the rim and being unsure whether to lay it in or dunk it or what. I've never seen such indecision in my life with an advantage. And that speaks to the team in a myriad of ways, including just how to handle this entire series. If they had an advantage, they had no idea how to handle it. They had no idea how to play with prosperity this entire postseason. And I can't tell you how many different times we have the bad passing on turnovers, right off turnovers. Like, there are just things that drive you absolutely nuts watching the Knicks in this series. Turnovers given back immediately. It happened 3 or 4 times in this series. They would steal a pass and then throw it right back to Indiana. It drove me insane how bad the passing was, how sloppy they were. Jalen Brunson being he literally just dribbled into the ground and then fell on the floor, and then they had a jump ball. I was like, what was that? He just dribbled in circles until he went down. I thought he was going down a funnel. It was ridiculous. It's one thing if you feel like you've been beaten. Like, we're all rooting for the Indiana Pacers to feel like when they go play OKC in the NBA Finals, that you don't match up, that they're better than you. This is what we were expecting in the Boston series. We were expecting to have that feeling at the end of that series of, hey, they're better than us. They're better than we are. They're better built than we are. They're better. And that's why we couldn't get past them. And you could have lived with that. It would have been disappointing. We would have talked about how to get better, but you could live with it. What sticks with you are the series that you feel like you let slip away because you play terribly. I mentioned the rematch of the World Series for the New York Yankees. I can tell you as a Yankee fan, part of the reason last World Series sticks with me, despite everybody saying, and obviously the Dodgers are better and much better and blah, 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 and then the Dodgers laughed at them and whatever. They had an opportunity to win game one, and then they had the most embarrassing inning I've ever seen in the fifth inning. That's what sticks with you. What sticks with you is that you gave it away. They didn't take it. You gave it away. And maybe that's unfair. And maybe in Indiana, they're laughing at me. And they're better than we're giving them credit for. But the Knicks lost this series because they didn't play well. And again, we're going to get into the coach. I'd like you to tell me, like, honestly, I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying there's different matchups. This is the team. Like, I'm listening to all these people. Oh, you can't play Karl Anthony Towns. He's so bad in the game. You got to get Karl Anthony Towns off the floor. Got to get Karl Anthony Towns off the floor. He's the team. They just traded for him to get them to this level. What if he had 4 points, I believe, heading into the fourth quarter of game number three? What if Tibbs felt like not playing him in game number three? It would have been a sweep. This is the team. They don't have a bench. You watched it. Right. He's good defensively. Did he hit the rim on half the shots he took? What do we expect Tibbs to do? Everyone on the team played lousy other than Mitchell Robinson. So unless you're just going to play Mitchell Robinson every minute of the game, I don't know what, like, I really don't know what we want from the, like, he could have done a better job. Whenever you lose a series, everyone involved could have done a better job. Who played? Did OG Anunoby play well? Did Mikal Bridges play well? Did Karl Anthony Towns play well? Did Jalen Brunson play well? Did Deuce McBride play well? Did Josh Hart play well? The answer to every one of those questions is no. But somehow it's because he didn't shuffle up the nose good enough? What are we talking about? The players were awful in this series. They were awful in this game. They were awful in the last 2.5 minutes of game number one, and they were awful last night, or 2 nights ago now, whenever the hell it was. And I don't know what they do to get better. And I don't even think they have to get better to get to this point again next year. I don't. I think they're good enough as presently constituted. They just didn't play it. That was just an awful ending to really a great run. It was a lot of fun. For anything else, it was a lot of fun. They gave us a lot of big moments, and that win against the Boston Celtics is as big as they've had in the last 25 years. It just is. It's hard to feel like that right now. I'm furious with the team. I'm furious with the way they played in this game. I cannot believe the way Jalen Brunson played in the game. I cannot believe the way Josh Hart played this entire series. We'll get into what they need to do moving forward. We can move past game six now. But, I mean, that was a terrible display of basketball in the second half, man. They were just awful in every way. And really, I don't have a redeeming quality on anybody other than Mitchell Robinson, who was a beast on the board. He was incredible and impossible to stop in the paint this entire series. They mentioned it in the broadcast that if the Knicks somehow find a way to win, that he should be the MVP. I wouldn't argue. That's how good Mitchell Robinson was. But other than that, I can't think of anybody. Anybody. You want to give me Landry Shamet for 5 minutes in game five? Okay. I can't think of anybody that I'm pleased with. And to me, it's impossible to move on from game number one. I said it when it happened. We're going to look back at it. We're going to say it whenever they lose. Whether they lose in four, five, or six, we're going to go back and say, man, if only could game one. And look, I don't know if they would have won game seven. I honestly don't know. The way this team has been up and down, I have no idea who would have shown up. Would it have been the game five Knicks or the game six Knicks? I have no idea. I don't know if they would have won the series, but we all knew it. And let's be honest with ourselves. We knew it. Deep down inside, we knew it. We might have lied to ourselves. We might have made up some crap to try and trick ourselves. They were not winning the series after they blew that game. They just weren't going to do it. They're not good enough. It's the Eastern Conference Finals, man. It is too competitive. It is too hard. It is too tough to blow a game like that and expect to win a series. And that doesn't excuse what we saw in Game 6. It doesn't excuse how Game 2 went. It doesn't excuse any of the other crap we've seen the entire series. That's all still on them. They could have. I mean, they could have been good enough. I would have liked they're allowed to be good enough and put efforts together and figure out a way to win the series. But it just, they aren't. They aren't consistent enough. They are too sloppy with the basketball. They are too broken defensively at times. They don't have enough depth. They are not good enough to give away 14-point leads with 2.5 minutes left. And they were dead man walking from that moment on, and we just went about having fun with it when it was really just over already. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you in the day after, or the game, 2 days after, or whatever, first day back with you after. We'll put together the pieces. We'll try and figure out what they can do, because honestly, that's when we get into, the coach, which I would be shocked and disappointed if he is not still the head coach next year. I know many of you feel differently. 888-808-1019. I think he has warranted, he has done enough and warrants being back with this team to give it another run. But the players on the court, I know the overreaction is going to be to trade Karl Anthony Towns or I don't know. I don't see how that's possible. I think this team is going to just try and build better around the edges and hope they can come up with a formula that can make them better. And honestly, the one thing that has to happen, if we're looking at next year, if we're being honest, forget who they add, what holes they address, how they put it together. The one thing that absolutely has to happen next year, because I'm assuming they're both going to be here, what absolutely has to happen next year is Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns have to figure out how to play together better. They just do. Because this team is not going to go anywhere. Right? I know Tatum might not be here all next year, so Boston might be weaker next year. You know how we feel about the Indiana Pacers. Cleveland feels like a fraud, right? But they're not going to win an NBA championship if those two players can't figure out a way to be dynamic offensively together. Because what we've seen here in this series, in this postseason, they're better apart. Certainly, Karl Anthony Towns is better on the floor when Jalen Brunson's not there. And they're too important, and they're too poor defensively. to have it be another way. That's not going to change. Jalen Brunson has not suddenly become a better defensive player. Karl-Anthony Towns is not suddenly going to become a better defensive player. They are both offensive-minded players. They have got to find a way to be a dynamic force on the court at the same time. And if that's not going to happen, then they're not going to win anything, this group. That's what has to happen. That's what was lacking in this series, as well as effort and defensive intensity. But it's tough when you're 1-5 aren't good defensive players. You got to score. And too many times in this series, they just couldn't figure it out, and one of them had to be off the floor to make the other one go offensively, and that's just not going to cut it. 888-808-1019. So your thoughts on game number 6, your thoughts on the future of the New York Knicks, your thoughts on the head coach. How do they get better? How do they get back to this spot and move beyond? And now to me, I mean, this is like a little side story, but the Indiana Pacers, let's not ask ever again. That's it. It's been ended for all time. The Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls, who's the bigger rival? The Indiana Pacers are the freaking enemy. That's it. I can't stand them. And you go into their building needing a win, desperate to get a win, and that's the effort they give in the second half. And again, right out of the second half, the first couple minutes of the third quarter in every one of these big games, it drives me nuts. How is it possible that they give this effort right out of the gates of the third quarter the same way every time? Sloppy basketball, poor defense. It's always a run from the other team starting the second half. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I'm not even sure that was an open. That was kind of just a venting session. But vent with me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.